We have some breaking news. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California, has died at age 90. She was the longest-serving woman in the U.S. Senate, and we'll have more coverage later in the show.
Lawmakers in Congress have less than 2 days to pass a short-term funding bill and avoid a government shutdown. The White House insists a shutdown should not happen this weekend and that it wouldn't if House Republicans just did their job.
But at the same time, the White House is preparing for a shutdown. That's something that seems quite likely to happen as early as Sunday. Now, you might think that this would mean the president would agree to the House Speaker's request for a meeting at the 11th hour, but you'd be wrong.
NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid spoke about this last night with President Biden's chief of staff. So here's what Jeff Zients told her.
There's no need for a meeting right now. The meeting that has to take place is in the House of Representatives, where House Republicans come together and fund the government.
Asma joins us now with more from her exclusive interview. So Asma, explain this to us. I mean, so why is this kind of face-to-face meeting between Biden and McCarthy unlikely to happen?
Well, I think that backstory is important to understand here. And on Tuesday, Kevin McCarthy said that it would be very important to meet with President Biden amidst all of this shutdown drama. But fundamentally, the White House sees this as a problem that only House Republicans can solve. And Jeff Zients, the chief of staff, told me that this is not even a conversation we ought to be having right now because this whole issue was settled months ago. He pointed to the fact that back in May, early June, a bipartisan deal was struck to raise the debt ceiling and fund the government.
There's a deal in place, a compromise agreement that Democrats and Republicans came together on and the president signed into law. And now what we have is a small group of extreme Republicans in the House reneging on that deal.
And I'm sure you get a sense of this here listening to the chief of staff, but really the strategy right now from the White House is to pin the blame on House Republicans.
Yeah, but is the White House worried voters will ultimately hold the president responsible for this if the government shuts down?
You know, I asked Zients that question, if there could be any political repercussions that would filter over to the White House. And he insists that the American public understands a deal is a deal and that Republicans walked away from their end of the bargain. The White House is trying to show that the president has remained hard at work governing while the GOP is spending time on this impeachment hearing and also on dealing with this shutdown. I want to mention that I spoke to the chief of staff just after he got off of a Zoom meeting with cabinet secretaries to talk through shutdown plans, and just before the president of the United States called him to check in from Air Force One. And I mention this because clearly the White House is preparing. You know, they have to manage the impacts of a shutdown. Ultimately, that falls on them. Here's the chief of staff again.
It'll have a big impact on our 1.3 million active duty troops and their families. Our troops will not be paid. Air traffic controllers will not be paid.
He also noted that FEMA recovery projects and small business loans would also stall if the government shut down.
All right. So where do the talks stand right now?
Well, the Senate is moving forward with a short-term bipartisan bill to fund the government through mid-November, and that would provide aid to Ukraine as well as aid for disasters here in the United States. I should mention this is something that the White House supports. House Republicans have rejected that plan. They are moving ahead with their own approach, which does not seem really likely to go very far. You know, the thing is, McCarthy faces pressure from his right flank, and that has made it really hard for him to do this job and potentially make it very easy for him to lose his job as speaker. I should say, should the government shut down on Sunday, Zients told me the president would absolutely be communicating with the American people and using that as a chance to push Congress.
NPR's Asma Khalid, thanks for laying this out for us.
Happy to talk to you.